97.9 FM, WCHL, and chapelboro.com present Today's Business with Sharon Hill. Listen as Sharon Hill discusses trending topics in today's business world with entrepreneurs and leaders in the community and what they're doing to provide innovation and guidance for success. Find this and all episodes at WCHL's chapelboro.com. Now, Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Hello, and thank you for joining us today. My guest is Victoria Shields, owner of Integrative Substance Abuse Counseling. Victoria, thank you for taking time from your busy schedule to come talk to us.
You're welcome, Sharon. I am really happy to be here.
Thank you. It's a pleasure. Victoria, the title of your company is Integrative Substance Abuse Counseling. What is that?
It is a standard addictions counseling practice that integrates spirituality and addresses what are called co-occurring disorders. Often, when folks are struggling with addiction or substance abuse, there is an underlying cause. And so my practice integrates understanding what's going on with somebody, and then what may be an underlying cause here, how this behavior has affected this person and their life, and then holistically addresses that. I use standard addictions therapy practices, and I integrate spirituality in my practice.
Okay.
I think that's what distinguishes me maybe from others who are licensed addictions counselors as well. I am as well a minister, and so I am able to offer pastoral care in my practice and help folks better understand what it is they believe about the transcendent, better understand what it is that, you know, gives their life meaning, and how now their life is not in accord with that, with who they know themselves to be or want to be.
Right, right, right. Victoria, you mentioned in that description that there was a difference between addiction and abuse. What are the differences between addiction and abuse?
Well, I think the best way to distinguish between those two is addiction, or out of control compulsive behavior. It is when you wake up in the morning or in the middle of the night and you have got to have whatever it is you just feel compelled to use. That could be a painkiller. It could be, you know, a drink of alcohol of some sort. It could be a stimulant. It could be checking email. It could be going on the internet. It could be, you know, turning on the TV. But what you recognize at that moment is that, you know, you don't have control over what it is you want to have in that moment, and you got to have it right now. And you find yourself thinking about how to plan your day around having access to this or using this or getting this. You realize that, again, that whatever this is actually in control of you.
And that's addiction.
That's addiction. That's dependence. So thoughts that might come to mind are, I cannot get through this day without having a drink, without that prescription medication, and having maybe a little more than is prescribed. I cannot handle this situation without, could be drugs, alcohol, it could be shopping, it could be, it could be any number of things that you put above dealing with or addressing other responsibilities in your life stresses in your life.
Yes. Would you say that it's a balance between men and women in terms of these addictions, or do you find that there's more women or more men? We mentioned shopping. That came as a shock. I know some people are addicted to shopping.
Right.
Do you find a pattern in terms of men versus women with some of these addictions, Victoria?
You know, I don't, and I don't believe the statistics bear it out either. Addictions and dependence or abuse. Of something, of a behavior that falls into that category of dependence or abuse is generally or can be different for men than for women.
Victoria, this sounds like you have to cover a lot of information in people's lives. What are your credentials, your qualifications to be able to have this business?
Well, I am a licensed clinical addictions specialist. I am licensed by the North Carolina Substance Abuse Professional Practice Board. This is the credentialing body for addictions counselors here in the state of North Carolina. I also hold a master's degree in divinity from Duke University, and I have a lot of psychology and pastoral care education. I also have a master's degree in education.
Wow.
And so all of those combined.
Make you qualified.
Yes. And effective.
And effective. That's key, too. Victoria, why don't you give our audience your contact information, please?
I can be reached at 919-903-6167. And my email address is vshields@isacounseling.com.
Beautiful. Thank you. And we'll ask that again during our next segment. Let's take a break, Victoria, and when we come back, let's hear some more about your business.
Thank you.
Thank you. You're listening to WCHL 97.9 FM, 1360 AM. My guest today is Victoria Shields, owner of Integrative Substance Abuse Counseling. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
We now return to Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 FM, WCHL, Today's Business, focusing on business innovation and success right here in the Chapel Hill Carrboro community. Once again, your host, Sharon Hill.
Thank you for staying with us. My guest today is Victoria Shields, who is the owner of Integrative Substance Abuse Counseling. Victoria, when we left off, we were describing addiction. Great job of telling us what addiction is. Question before we go into abuse. Everybody, I'm sure, has seen Monk, and we know that he has OCD, which is obsessive compulsive disorders. How would you describe the difference between addiction and OCD?
Well, it's probably easier to describe the similarities. Both are compulsive behaviors that at some point a person begins to realize or feel like they're out of control, that they really cannot control this behavior. Both are disorders that are characterized by behavior that interferes with normal, everyday functioning. Okay, both of these.
Mm-hmm.
And both are likely to be chemically based. Both are likely to be chemical imbalances of the brain. Addictions is recognized as a disease. And both can be treated with behavioral modifications and possibly medication. The difference, I would say, between abuse and dependence or obsessive compulsive disordered behavior is that you recognize you're on a slippery slope, that you may be engaging in this behavior a lot. You're becoming aware of that, but you kind of don't care. And that's an indication that, again, if this behavior continues, if it's left unchecked, if you haven't checked it out with somebody, you haven't paid attention to maybe what family is saying to you in terms of, you know, you're drinking too heavy. Or the other night when we went out, you know, you didn't stop at two glasses. You had three, four glasses of wine. They're telling you that they're concerned about this behavior. Start paying attention to that, because what they recognize is what you probably recognize as well, that, you know, this is abusive behavior that could lead to dependence.
That makes sense. Oh, my goodness. Do you ever do interventions? Because you say sometimes a family may see a problem and you might not see it yourself. How can it be handled by the family?
What I say to families is you can't control it. You can't change it. You didn't cause it. You recognize, or you think you recognize, that somebody in the family or a friend has a problem. Again, without shaming, without judgment, speak to them as someone who loves them, you know, that you're concerned, and speak to them about, you know, how this behavior is interfering with their relationship, you know, with that person, that it's inconsistent with what they know about you, that they may have noticed that you're not taking care of yourself as well as you have, that you've lost interest in things that you used to be passionate about and enjoy. Pay attention. Listen to that. So this is what I say to families as well, without judgment, without condemnation. Again, without, you know, saying you got to get to rehab or you got a big old problem. And, you know, again, talk with them about how their behavior, you know, is affecting you, and that you love them, you know, that you want to help, and leave it at that.
And leave it at that. You know, when you gave your credentials in the first segment, it was as long as my arm, very impressive. But tell me how long it takes, if there is a length of time, for a person, air quotes, healed. What do you do to help that person?
If there is a cure, you just mentioned it, and that is time.
Ah.
We're talking about habits. We're talking about behavior, you know, that we have engaged in, or that we have, you know, been doing for a long time, some of us, many years. And that takes time to change. We as human beings don't change easily. We will resist change, in fact.
Yes.
So time. And essentially, we change in three ways. You know, we first of all become aware that this is a problem for us or for other people. We become aware of that, but we're not quite ready to accept it. So the second stage of change for us as human beings is acceptance, that, yep, I'm aware that this is a problem, and I accept that I'm going to take some responsibility for this. I'm going to see what I can do about this. May not quite be ready to take action in terms of making those changes, but that's the third step in what? Change in behavior for us, change in habits, changing self-destructive habits to constructive behavioral habits. So three things. I become aware of my problem. I accept that, yep, this is a problem and that I need help. And then I take action to get that help. You know, I realize, and what I would say to people is, first line, you know, if you're a churchgoer, talk to your pastor. If this is someone, you know, that you feel you can safely speak to about this problem, speak with your pastor, your physician, nurse practitioner in your doc's office. Speak to your teacher. Speak to, again, a trusted neighbor. I would say as well, seek out a counselor. Talk to someone who is licensed and, you know, can help you sort out if, again, you know, this is a behavioral problem that's going to require some therapy, perhaps some medication.
Why don't you give our audience your contact information?
I am happy to do that. Best to reach me by phone, and that number is 919-903-6167. Leave a message, and I will get back to you. If email is your preferred way to be in touch, that my email address is vshields@isacounseling.com. I can also be found on the Psychology Today directory website.
Beautiful. Thank you. Let's take a break, Victoria. When we come back, let's hear some more about your business, okay? Thank you. You're listening to WCHL 97.9 FM. My guest today is Victoria Shields, who is the owner of Integrative Substance Abuse Counseling. Please stay with us. Victoria has more to tell us.
Check out our comprehensive community calendar, photo galleries, and all of our news stories and more from 97.9 FM WCHL on chapelboro.com.
We now return to Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 FM WCHL, Today's Business, focusing on business innovation and success right here in the Chapel Hill Carrboro community. Once again, your host, Sharon Hill.
And we're back. My guest today is Victoria Shields, who is the owner of Integrative Substance Abuse Counseling. Victoria, you had so much to say to us today about addiction and abuse. What is the main message you'd like our audience to understand about addiction and compulsive behavior?
Well, Sharon, what I absolutely want people to understand is that when it gets to this point of addiction or out-of-control compulsive behavior, folks, this is not a choice. This is not a moral failure.
And Victoria, tell us why you started your business.
Well, for two reasons, essentially, to save people money and unnecessary suffering. When folks check in with me, it can be determined quickly if they have a problem that needs medical or behavioral intervention or attention. And I can make a good referral. If we can't work on getting this under control, I can make a referral.
All right, Victoria. And how does that save the money?
In two ways. The sooner they come to me and we can sort this out, the sooner they can get this thing under control. And perhaps if it's become a dependence or an addiction, I can put them on a pathway to effective treatment.
Perfect.
So often we start in places, we get bounced around and we don't really get the result we're looking for. We're not able to find a solution to our problem. So when dealing with substance abuse or chemical dependency, people think they have to start with rehab. But the fact is 80% of people can get this thing under control. So saving money with me or another counselor one-on-one, you spend maybe, a couple hundred dollars versus several, $10,000 to $20,000 on a month to 6 weeks rehab that may not be necessary.
Perfect. And then how do you ease suffering? You said that was the second part of why you started this company.
By encouraging folks to check in with a counselor, a licensed addiction counselor, immediately, soon, very soon, don't wait. The sooner you take action in determining, first of all, if this is a problem, and then what you can do about it to get it under control, the more you save yourself in terms of messing up your life.
I love it. I love it. On that note, Victoria, thank you so very much. I hope people who have heard your show right now, heard your discussions, just know maybe it's time to get some help, and Victoria Shields is the place to go. Thank you for coming to talk to me today, Victoria.
You're so welcome. Thank you, Sharon.
My pleasure. You've been listening to WCHL 97.9 FM, 1360 AM. My guest today has been Victoria Shields, who is the owner of Integrative Substance Abuse Counseling. That's our show for today. Thank you so much for listening.
Chapelboro.com is more of what you live here for. If it's happening where you live, you can find it on 97.9 FM, WCHL's website, chapelboro.com.